Romans chapter 7 and verse 2. Then he spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strewed upon a great sea. Four great beasts came up from the sea, the birds are different one from another. Look if you will in verse 17 of the very same chapter 7. Verse 17. Then he speaks and he says, the great beasts, which are four, are four kings which shall arise. These are four kings or kingdoms ruled by men, rule the kingdoms, just a moment, that shall arise and will become one from the earth or from the masses of people of the world. So the great sea is the earth or the masses of people of the world. And the four great beasts in verse 3, like in verse 3, are four world empires. Now, history has already recorded four world empires. If there is proven what God's word says, that's true. That was the prophecy before these world empires came into being. And what we find out, literally, that the history tells us that these four world empires were in the exact order that God's word was in. Now, if that is true, in the Bible, we'll see it, and if it's true from history, then we also know that when God, what God says about the one-world government of Antichrist that is yet to come, we'll know that that's true also. So let's look at the four world empires, and let's see what they are, and see if they really did happen in that order. Look at verse 4. The first beast. And what is a beast? A beast in Bible prophecy is a world government empire. So the first beast was like a lion. God uses descriptive language to tell us what kind of governments these were, world empires. So the first world empire was like a lion. And the first world empire was the great Babylonian empire. And the first world empire had the characteristics of a lion, or in other words, it was the king of the beast. It is the best of all the world empires that would follow it. And the word of God tells us in another place in Daniel, chapter 2, that really is true. God says the Babylonian Empire would be the purest of all the world empires, the best, the most noble, the most authoritative. So the first world empire is the great Babylonian Empire. God said it would be, and it was. Verse 5, and behold, another beast, or world government empire, a second, like a bear. Now God says the second world empire had the characteristics of a bear. The second world empire, as we told us, was the great Persian empire. And it did have the characteristics of a bear. A bear, tenacious in its frame. A bear, rising upon its hind legs, refusing to back down with its enemy, charging full ahead. Watch it. Really, the law of the Medes and the Persians was a law that once it had been given could not be changed. It would never back down. The great Persian empire. In the third world empire, in verse 6, God speaks, he says, and behold, after this I beheld, now Daniel speaks, he says, and lo, another beast, the world empire, is right there. This one, like a leopard. Now, the chief characteristic of a leopard is its swiftness in conquering. And the third world empire was the great Grecian empire. And its conqueror just happened to be Alexander the Great. He conquered the world in the shortest recorded time by any ruler before him. The great swift empire of the Grecian empire, Alexander the Great. Verse 7, we find the fourth world empire that God said would come into existence. The first three have already come into order. History is proven just like God said it would. Verse 7 is the fourth one. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, or world government empire, dreadful and terrible. And was strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. And it devoured and broke in pieces. And stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse or different from all the beast or world government empires that were before it. Now the fourth world empire, God says, is dreadful and terrible. And strong exceedingly. God says it has great iron teeth. What do you mean? God meant it was a slaughterous, bloodthirsty world empire. You see, and here, not only had great iron gates, but it was devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue, what was left after being overtaken by this world empire, every nation. What was left of it, they stamped it with a piece. Literally, it was a merciless empire as well. The fourth world empire was the great Roman Empire. And that is an exact description of the Roman Empire. The most slaughterous, bloodthirsty empire ever on the face of this earth was the great Roman Empire. It was the great Roman Empire. They started the persecution of Christians, literally feeding Christians to lions, crucifying them upside down, making a mockery of the things of God. The Roman Empire. But notice God said in verse 7, the Roman Empire was different from the first three world empires. What was the difference in the Roman Empire? Look back, if you look at the last phrase in verse 7, and there's your difference. God says it was diverse or different from all the beasts, the world empires that were before it. And it had 10 horns. That's the difference in the Roman Empire and the first three world empires. It had 10 horns. Okay, what are the 10 horns that the Roman Empire had? Look, if you will, at verse 24. What are these 10 horns? What is a horn in Bible prophecy? Look, if you will, in verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom, the Roman Empire, are 10 kings that shall rise. Read your dance after that. The Roman Empire has not been dead that long. The Roman Empire was in existence during the time of Christ. The Roman Empire existed many, many years after Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father. But everybody here has at least read or heard of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, and we know you say that the Roman Empire is dead. Hey, it may be dead, but God says it's going to come back one day in the form of 10 kings or 10 nations ruled by 10 leaders. Today, we don't call them kings so much anymore. We call them presidents, premiers, and prime ministers. So the 10 horns are 10 leaders of 10 nations, 10 kings. Verse 24 again. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom, the Roman Empire, are 10 kings that shall arise, future tense, literally during the 7-year tribulation period, as I'm going to show you in a moment. And another, look at it, verse 24, and another what? Another horn, or another king, another leader in the world. Another horn shall rise after them, literally out from within them. Another king coming from within the tomb. And he shall be diverse or different from the first 10 kings. Very different. And he shall subdue 3 kings or 3 out of 10. He will subdue or conquer 3 of the 10 kings of Daniel's 10 federated nations. You see, the 10 kings are a prophecy concerning a league of 10 nations that will come into existence during the 7-year tribulation period. And you say, well, who is this another horn? All right, the 10 kings and another horn will make sense if you read verse 8. Verse 8. I considered the horns, or the 10 kings, we now understand, of the Roman Empire, the revived Roman Empire during the tribulation period. I considered the horns of the 10 kings, and behold, there came up among them, out from within them, a person born in the Roman Empire nations, what we would call Europe today, came up among them another little horn. Now notice, he's a little king. He is not the president of the nation. He is not the prime minister. He is not the premier. He is a politician in a nation, but he is not the leader completely of a nation. But this little horn, overnight, receives unusual power. So much so that if you read it, and there came up among them another little horn, a little king, before whom there were 3 of the first horns, or the first 10 horns, plucked up by the roots. Now watch it. God says that there will be, during the 7-year tribulation period, a league of 10 nations. Most Bible teachers, most Bible theologians believe, and I agree with them, that what we are seeing formed today, called the common market, the European common market, is the beginning of the 10 federated nations of Daniel's prophecy. Right now, in the European common market, there are not 10 nations in existence, but there are 9 that are signed up and working together in the common market. 9 nations now exist. We only need 1 more to make 10. I believe with all my heart, and I'll prove before I finish here, I believe with all my heart that America is going to be number 10. going to join the European economic market. We're all put together before we're finished. Watch carefully now. The God says at the beginning of the 7-year tribulation period, after Jesus comes with the rapture, if not before, at least immediately after Jesus comes with the rapture, there will be a league of 10 nations. The 10 federated nations, the revived Roman Empire, or in other words, in Europe. That's where the Roman Empire was. 9 of the nations right now in existence in the common market, every last one of them can have their origin traced back to the old Roman Empire. So America can't be traced back to the old Roman Empire. Oh, yes, it can, because America came from one of the old Roman Empire nations called Great Britain. So we can still be part of it, the revived Roman Empire. And watch. God says that out of those 10 nations, a little politician will emerge, and he will become powerful, and overnight he will receive amazing power, so much so that he literally goes to those 10 nations, and he subdues or conquers 3 of them, leaving 7 nations. But God says he didn't kill the kings, and so it wasn't a war takeover, it was some kind of an agreement. But he subdues 3 of those 10 nations, so that they're plucked up by the roots, in simple language. They lose their separate identity. They're no longer considered nations. But if you look in Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 13, you'll find out that it does not kill the 3 rulers. It just takes away their nation. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. It'll make sense now. Revelation 13 was put together. Daniel and Revelation help each other make sense. They're put together like a hand in a glove. This one, Revelation chapter 13. And I stood, John says, by the Holy Spirit, upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Saw what? A world government empire. Rise up out of the sea, or the masses of the people of the earth. Watch it now. Having 7 heads, or 7 nations, and 10 horns, in kings, in rulers. Now, wait a minute. Hey. How can you have 7 nations with 10 rulers? Daniel chapter 7, verse 8 explained it. The 10 federated nations would be there. The little horn of Daniel chapter 7, verse 8 is Antichrist. The man, the politician empowered to become world ruler in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. Antichrist subdues 3 of the 10 nations. Plucked them up by the roots, they're no longer considered nations, but he allows the 3 rulers to live. So he's got 10 rulers, but only 7 nations. He says, preacher, that doesn't make sense. Hey, you listen to me. Up until October of 1973, it could have never made sense until it actually happened. But because of the oil embargo in 1973, suddenly it all makes sense. We found it out in the spring of 1974. The explanation for the subduing of 3 nations plucked up by the roots, no longer considered nations, but yet the 3 kings still being allowed to rule, still living. The explanation came in the spring of this year. Because in the spring of this year, the Arab nations who control the oil of the world, literally, told the European economic market nations, there are 9 of those nations, the Arabs told those nations, we will supply oil, we will sell oil to 6 of your nations. We will not sell it to 3 of them. We'll never sell it to 3 of you. We don't like 3 of your nations. And so we're never going to give them oil. The economic market leaders got together and tell me, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? In March of 1974, they devised a plan so that they could literally help keep from destroying the 3 nations who could not get Arab oil. You know what they decided? Listen to this. That happened in March of this year, 1974. These 9 European economic market leaders said, whenever the Arabs cut off the oil completely and those nations begin to be destroyed because of not having enough energy, we will dissolve them as nations. We will take away their borders. They will no longer be considered nations. They will no longer be called by their name. And we will surround them with our borders of the other 6 nations. They will take our boundaries, they will come into our boundaries, we'll annex them, literally, is the idea. And we'll let them use our oil, but we'll take away their name, but we won't take away their rulership, we'll
their people. But there was no relation. They is the food for all the nations. The energy crisis has answered. How that can be possible. Oh, you listen to me. Thank God this world is getting ready for the 7-year tribulation period. Not me, brother. I'm ready for Jesus to come. Now, watch it. My Bible says the European, really, the infederated nations of Daniel's prophecy will be in existence at the very beginning of the 7-year tribulation period. The revived Roman Empire will be it. God says that the man of Christ sets up his one world government in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period, which will exist for 3.5 years. A one world government system will be in existence for 3.5 years by force. So much so that anybody who refuses to go along with the one world government system of Antichrist, refuses to receive the mark of the beast, they will be hunted down and slaughtered like criminals. And you know how they're going to be executed? According to the book of Revelation in chapter 20, my Bible says that Antichrist will have their head cut off. Did you know that just over 6 years ago, the European nations revived an old form of capital punishment that they said would never be revived, but it's now in use again? It is the use of the guillotine, cutting off the heads. And God said that's the way Antichrist would take care of anybody who refused to go along with his world government system. You see, in the beginning of the 7-year tribulation period, in order to set up a one world government system in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period, Antichrist is going to have a world government, have a government system rather, that he can make become a world government system. So at the beginning of the 7-year tribulation period, Antichrist, the man of sin, literally conquers these 10 nations by solving their problems. With these 3 of them, lets the king still rule, as the energy crisis is now explained, and that he becomes the leader of the European economic market, is what it'll mean. And it'll be from the European economic market that he starts a one-world government system in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. So the standards of the one-world government system are going to be European standards. You say, preacher, that's such a long way off. One-world government system, away from the people are talking about this. Preacher, that's a long way off. Not in your life. Did you know that a one-world government system has been organized since July of 1967? I have documented evidence to the fact, literally, that in July of 1967, a one-world government system was organized at a United Nations meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. On that date, this was decided. At the United Nations meeting, they said, plans are worked out to dissolve the United Nations, and why not? The UN's the biggest flop of world peace you've ever seen. They said we're going to do away or dissolve the United Nations to make room for a world tribunal or a one world government system, a new world order. They're going to say, this new world tribunal will seize all possessions, savings, and personal bank deposits. Every man, woman, and child will receive a certain amount of money and a number from this new one world government system. This money, the one world currency, is already printed and is waiting to be distributed when this system will come into operation. Hey, you know why we're having a money crisis today? Because there's coming a one world government system. Now you listen to me. God help you. You better understand what the Bible says. There is going to be a one world government system, and that thing has been organized for over 7 years. July 1967. Look, if you will, at Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Antichrist will be the man to set up the one world government system. Watch it now. Where does Antichrist get his unusual power? Look at verse 2. In Revelation 13, and the beast, or the world government system, which I saw, was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, tenacious in his stand, refusing to back down, he'll change the laws of the world. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. Whenever he speaks, the whole world will listen. Whatever he says goes. Where did he get his power? And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, or his throne, and great authority. God says he got his power from the dragon, this little politician who got unusual power overnight, got it from the dragon. Okay, who is the dragon? Chapter 12 in Revelation, verse 9. Just turn back a page.
chapter 12 in Revelation verse 9, who is the dragon? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. The dragon is the devil himself, Satan. So Antichrist, watch it. You've heard. Antichrist, the beast, the false prophet. Those are the unholy trinity during the seven-year tribulation period on this earth. Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet. Now then, you'll understand as to what they really are. Antichrist is a man, a little politician, who is empowered by the devil with amazing power, a Jewish man, born in the old Roman Empire, a little politician, a world peacemaker. He receives power from the devil at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period, possessed of Satan, literally. And he becomes the leader of the confederated nations. The beast of Antichrist is his political government system, his one world government system that he will establish during the last 3.5 years. So the beast is a government system. The false prophet is also a man. Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet. The false prophet is also a man. Prophet, denoting religion. False, denoting false religion. So it will literally be, the false prophet is a man in charge of the one world church of Antichrist. New world government system. The one world church. And remember, it is the revived Roman Empire. What is the religious system of the old Roman Empire? Roman Catholicism. So Roman Catholicism will be the instigator and the establishment of a new one world church order. What we're seeing today called the ecumenical movement. But Roman Catholicism will be completely changed under Antichrist. Because it will eventually worship the devil himself, according to the Bible. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 4. I know what this. Chapter 13 and verse 4. Listen to me carefully. Then we have Antichrist, the beast, and false prophet. God says, he is devil empowered. Now look, if you will, at Revelation chapter 13, and let's begin reading in verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, the false prophet. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. He's a lamb, he's the devil in sheep's clothing, is the idea. But notice he had two horns, two kings, two leaders. Yes, Antichrist and the false prophet. Literally, Antichrist is the ultimate authority. Whatever he says goes. Because he will eventually get rid of the one world church. He don't want that, because he wants to be worshipped himself. But watch. God says in verse 12, and he, the false prophet, exerciseth all the power of the first beast, the political government system of Antichrist and Antichrist himself, before him. He causeth the earth and men which dwell therein to worship the first beast, literally the person and the political government system both, whose deadly wound was healed, the revived Roman Empire. Verse 13, and he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by sword and did live, an image of a world government system. Verse 15, and he had power by the devil, literally, to give life unto the image of the beast. The image of the beast is not a person, it is a system. It is mechanical. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast, or the world government system should be killed. The image of the beast will know and talk. Remember that. You're going to hear it again in a few minutes at the close of the message. Verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. The mark of the beast. Verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Or the number of the beast, the mark of the beast, is 666. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to explain that. Now, listen to me carefully. You are right now ready to understand the message of the one world government system of Antichrist.
Here it is. We're going to go to current events and everything around you. We're putting it all together right now. Watch it. In the middle of the 7-year tribulation period, a one world government system will be in full operation. My course. But a one world government system is being established in our world right now. The standards of the one world government system are right now being set up. What do you think the money crisis is all about? Why do you think we're having the inflation that we're having here in America? The devaluation of the franc, the pound, and the American dollar devalued twice already. Did you know that your American dollar is not worth 26 cents? And when I was here a year and a half ago, it was worth 30 some odd cents. It is now worth less than 26 cents. I told you it was going to get worse, not better. It has gotten worse much faster than I thought it would. Hey, the American dollar is going to continue to decline with inflation to the point that it will completely be done away with. That's the whole plan of the money crisis in the whole world. The economy, as they're calling it today. The troubles of the economy. What is it all about? Literally, a one world government system will set up a new one world currency. And that one world currency has been printed for over 7 years. The one world money. You say, well, preacher, how near is it? Did you know, according to U.S. News and World Report, the only reliable news magazine that you can read of Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report, the other two aren't worth burning. This one is accurate, U.S. News and World Report. Well, watch it. It stated just a few months ago that a one world currency will become a reality by the end of 1976. That's a year and a half away, less than a year and a half away. Literally, you have a tract here. The pastor has it. The tract entitled, Your Dying Dollar. It's a little bit old in some of the information that it has, but yet everything is still true. It's just far more advanced. But your money is going to steadily get worthless. No worthless until finally it'll have to be done away with and the people of the world will willingly get rid of it and accept a new one world currency. Literally overnight, the money, the American money system and all the other money systems of the world will dissolve. Just a few months ago at the United Monetary Fund Summit meeting, they stated, we must bring about a world currency soon. They're getting ready to establish that one world currency. And the amazing thing is that we're ready for it. They say by the end of 1976, the new world currency will come into being. In other words, everybody will use the same kind of money all over the world. And it's not that far away. It'll be a forerunner to the one world government system in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. You see, if everybody has to use the same amount of money, the same kind of money, somebody's going to have to produce it. Somebody's going to have to keep track of it. Somebody's going to have to be the instigator and also the, so to speak, overseer of the world money. Do you know who has printed the one world currency? The economic market. And they're the ones that have it stored right now, waiting to use it. And do you know that the economic market has a computer system in Brussels? A computer system, if you put it side by side, it's on three different floors, but if you put it side by side, it would be over 3 blocks long, over 30 feet high. It is a computer system that is right now programmed. Overnight, it would give every person in the world a number of the new world government system. They're already ready for it. It's already prepared. Overnight, every person in the world would be literally systematically filed in number order. Everybody would receive a number. All of your money would be no good. They have already said that we will give $1 of the new world currency for every 10 that you have. You're hoarding your money, you're wasting your time. It's going to work, but it's only worth 10 cents. I'm going to do that. They'll give you $1 for every 10 that you've got. But you won't handle that money. The banks will handle it through the new world bank system, and every bank system in the world will have to go under the one world bank. And the one world bank system has been in existence for several years now. Robert McNamara is one of the presidents of it. Literally, with that system, one person could rule the world by controlling all of the money.
Because you see, at the United Nations meeting, they went on to say, listen to this, that we receive a certain amount of money and a number from this new world government system. And the number received by, from the new world government system for every individual will promise the right to buy and sell. Well, I tell that number, you can't buy and sell. And at the end of that statement, a Christian who is present at the United Nations meeting stood up and said, what happens to the small groups of people who refuse to go along with it? What if they let them go along with it? Listen to this. And I said, their members will be canceled with a black line of the World Bank system, and they will be forced to destruction. They don't want anybody. That would be against the world order for a world government system. Whether it will be, literally mean, without the number of the new world government system, you will be unable to buy or sell. And the new World Bank system, all of the account numbers that are ready to be given to every person in the world, are a series, three groups of numbers with six numbers in each group, literally with 666. And I just wasn't sure of that moment to say that they're waiting for everything to fall apart. And never will not that far away. Well, thank God, before the world government system in the middle of the seven-year tribulation period can become a full, total reality, I'm going home to be with Jesus. Now listen to me. You've got to get rid of Jesus who's coming. You say, Richard, I think you're a little, you get a little excited, don't you? I think, no, you don't really understand what you're saying. This really not that near. Well, if not, listen to this. Bank executives everywhere are right now changing their bank system. You will no longer keep track of your account number by memory, but every person in the United States of America and every bank in the world, under the new World Bank system and the Federal Reserve Bank, are right now changing over. They're getting everything ready with computers. That will mean that every person will literally have the number of their bank account tattooed on their forehead or on the back of their right hand. You can ask any bank executive about it. They're getting it ready right now. It'll be tattooed with an invisible laser tattoo that will only show up under ultraviolet light. Well, they're getting it ready right now. You won't be able to buy without that bank number. You'll be forced to destruct it. You better go back and read verse 16 and 17. Tell me again, it makes sense. Verse 16, and cause us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. The name of the beast or the mark of the world government system. There it is. You tell me, you're not an alarmist? I'm not an alarmist.
You think that's just impossible? They can't even do that. They take too much trouble.
Are you kidding? They're getting ready for it right now. How do you like the new cash registers in the department stores and places of business? Aren't they nice looking? They're not a mystic, smooth looking, you know, up to date. Yeah, well, isn't it? Now, this is all works electronic, and little lines flash up there, and little numbers come on, and you can't read the total. Do you know that those new cash registers are literally the cash registers that will be used for electronic business buying? Every one of those cash registers like that appears right now in every department store in the United States of America and throughout the world. Every one of them is linked. That cash register is linked up to a computer in the building itself, which is linked by telephone cable to the main offices of Sears to a giant computer, and it has a record of the buying process and the record of payment and everything of every person that has an account with Sears. Right now, you still use your card. And you walk in and you hand them that card and they'll put it in there and they push the buttons and a little light will come on. They'll either come on a red light or a green light. If a red light comes on and it'll come on within 15 seconds, red or green, if it comes on red, that means it has gone to the computer, it has checked your record in the main offices in a matter of 15 seconds and it comes back and says, red light, you can't buy what you got because you're not paid up. You don't have enough money. Your credit's not good enough. Hey, and every one of those computers are right now being linked up to a main bank computer so that it will eventually go from the record offices of Sears and all other department stores like it to the bank so that it will be the bank that decides whether or not you can pay for what you've got laying on the counter. And you can't have it. By the way, did you know that every one of those cash registers also has a part of that cash register in which a little box will be inserted? It has the connection right now. It will be hooked up in that little box to stand beside the cash register, and you will literally pass your hand, or it will photograph your forehead with ultraviolet film, and it will record a number that was going to be tattooed on your hand. They're already ready for it. Even the burger chain stores are putting in the new cash registers. Everywhere you see, brothers are putting them in. You know what I'm saying, too. Watch it. They're going to get us ready for the tattoo. You know how they're going to talk everybody into it? The department, the grocery stores right now have the new cash registers as well. By the way, not only Sears has it right now, but Wendell Ward has it. J.C. Penney's in the process of putting it in every store they've got. Anderson Belt is putting it in every store they've got. All the major department stores all over the world are putting it in right now, establishing these new computer systems with these new cash registers. It's all coming. Well, watch it. The idea is that they're going to start. You say, if they spend some time standing in line at the grocery store, signing your wares, signing your groceries, and so forth, yes, I know. They're going to do away with your doing it. They're going to get you used to that little electronic box because they're going to start putting a special mark on every piece of produce, every can, and it will go under that. The cashier won't even tabulate it. The electronic machine will. It'll record the number electronically if you just stand there. Now they'll let you know what it was. What are we getting ready for? Cash registers. Well, there. Hey, I want the new telephone. You want the new telephone? The push button phone? Now I'm sure I'm glad to have a team with that. I was getting the four fingers. They were doing all that dialing, you know, and turning into dials, getting the phone holes. How many of you seen the new telephone? Pull your hands up, have you? Anything? Next time you see one, take a good look at the new telephone. Before long, every person in the world, America and the world, is going to be forced to go to the new push-button telephone. You know why? If you look at the new push-button telephone next time you get around one, count the buttons. There's an extra button. You've got too many buttons. There's a button that's not used. You've been checking on this with phone company executives of the major telephone industry, speaking to one just even 2 weeks ago in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. They discovered that that little extra button on the push-button telephone is a special connection. It will be linked by telephone cable from your house once it is hooked up. It will go from your house by telephone cable to your bank. And you will no longer handle money to pay your bills. You will pick up that phone, push that button, as they're doing in the state of Oregon in many cities right now and the state of Washington. You push that button. There's a ring, a buzz, and then you begin to hear a voice on the other end of the line. You are not talking to a secretary, you are talking to a computer. The computer says, please give name and account number. Now record the bills that you want paid. You say what bills, what amount, what have already been predetermined by your applications at the bank. The computer says, these bills have now been paid. The credit adjustment will be sent to you. Your deposit has been depleted by so much, you now have this much money left. Thank you for doing business with us. And the computer hangs up on you. Here it is, the beginning of money control. Literally, everything will be done by computers. Hey, the new one world currency will not be carried in your pocket. It will be handled only by your bank. You say they do over $22 billion worth of check business every year. They can't handle those checks anymore. They say, we've got to come up with a new system. And they say, let's do it by computer numbers. And they say, well, thank you. Sounds like a good idea. Hey, sounds like a good idea. Okay, but when that government system stands up and says, you can't worship God and you have to have our number, or you can't even buy things, you can't pay your bills without being a part of our one world government system, and they say, you've got to go along with it, and brother, if you don't, they'll mark out your number with a black line, and you will be forced to destruction. It's not good. That's what's in it. One world government system. You say, Bishop, I don't think there's really going to be anything like that. Watch it. You got a dollar bill? Take it out. Go ahead. I'm not going to take another offering. Get a dollar bill. I want you to see that the world government system is not a new idea. This is something that has been planned for a long time. Take a $1 bill and look at the back of it. On the back of it, you'll see two circles, one on each side of the bill. In between it, there's the big, large word one printed in the middle. Notice the two circles. The one on the left, underneath that circle, the circle has a pyramid in the middle of the circle with an eye illuminated above it. Literally, under that circle is the Great Seal. If you look across the dollar bill to the other circle, you'll find an eagle, the American eagle, emblem, inside the next circle, and under that circle it says of the United States. You say, oh, that means the Great Seal of the United States, and they just did it that way for artistic value. Well, no, they didn't. Let me prove it to you. Look back at this circle with the pyramid in it. If you look closely underneath that pyramid, there is the Roman numerals at the bottom of the pyramid. Those Roman numerals, if you could figure them out in dates, it would be 1776. You can get July 4th, 1776, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and all that, the beginning of the United States of America, the Great Seal of the United States of America. No, that's not the date. The date is May 17th, 1776. You say, well, what in the world happened on May 17th, 1776? There was a meeting held of the money geniuses of the world. And on that date, they started to formulate a plan that would be broad at the beginning and would eventually narrow down until it became a one-world government system. It was a meeting of a group called the Illuminati. Now look at it again. If you'll notice, the plan for the world government system is broad at the bottom, like the pyramid, but it becomes narrower and narrower, more narrow over the years, until it becomes that one individual tip separated all by itself. If you look carefully, the tip is lifted above the pyramid, isn't it? The tip means a one world government system. You see, it lifts the eye with the illumination around it. You say, oh, that's the all-seeing eye of God. No, in 1776, when an individual eye was painted like that, with illumination around it, it was the sign of the all-seeing eye of Satan, not of God. Here we have the Illuminati and the one-world government system that would literally be under the all-seeing eye of Satan. And it would begin broad, and it would be handed down from generation to generation, from one rich family to their children, until eventually there would become a one-world government system. The Latin word in this circle literally says the idea of a new world order. This is the great seal of a new world order, or a one-world government system. And we've got it on the back of our dollar bill. For ages. I'm not an alarmist. Well, this world's getting ready for a one-world government system, and it will be a reality after Jesus comes, but not me. I'm getting ready for Jesus to come. Now, won't you? I'll go a little further. The standards of the one-world government system, I'll remind you, will be European standards. Do you know what I mean, European standards? The European standards are right now being established in the United States of America. You drive your automobiles down the highways. How do you like the new signs to show you whether or not you can make a left turn? So now when you make a U-turn, make a right turn, no trucks allowed. You see, they do it like this. They do the pictures now. They show the picture. They make a left turn. They have an arrow pointing left, a circle around the arrow, and a line drawn through it. You say, well, it makes it so much easier. You don't have to even be able to read. All you have to do is just do a little picture. Yes, I know. By the way, do you know where we got that idea? From Europe. Netherlands is part of it. With the European standard. By the way, did you know you can drive from Columbus, Ohio to Akron, Cleveland, Ohio on Interstate 71 right now, and whenever you do, you no longer drive by miles, you drive by kilometers. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, ladies, the next time you go to your grocery store and you purchase a beverage of some kind or a can with weight on it, liquids of some kind, vegetables or whatever, look at the can carefully. Most of the industries in America are already changing over to this new system. In America,
in bottles and cans with weight, literally, on one side, we always put it so many ounces. You start looking at some of the things you buy in the store, and you'll find that on one side they have ounces, on the other side they have so many grams. Some of you have already seen it. You know what it means? You see, the kilometer and the grams is the weight measurements for Europe, what is called the metric system. And every nation of the world is now using the metric system completely, with the exception of England, Canada, and America. But it just so happens that England and Canada are almost completely converted over to it right now. America is one of the last nations to go through it. The metric system, the European metric system of weights and measurements and distances, literally, is already being taught in most of the public schools of the United States of America. And you know what I'm saying to be true. Congress has stated that in September of 1976, every public school is real. You know why? Because literally, the whole world, if it's going to have a one world government system, then everybody's got to do everything the same way, and the world government system, as we know, is going to springboard from the European economic market. So the standards of the world government system are going to be European standards. And we're getting ready for it right now. Congress decided it just a few months ago. You listen to this. On December 12, 1973, the first open proposal for a world government system was made and announced on that day. In London, England, Dr. Henry Kissinger, the amazing man of our day, Dr. Henry Kissinger, speaking to world leaders, announced that night, he literally proposed, because of the oil embargo. He said, the oil embargo has taught us one thing. He said that we, as divided nations, need to quit fighting each other and join together. He proposed the uniting of the nations of Europe, the European Economic Market. He proposed that they join up with the United States of America, with Canada, and with Japan. He said, it's our only hope of overcoming the oil embargo, the economy problem, and the world food problem. We must join together. Walter Cronkite, another newsman, stated it literally as the proposal for a world superstate, the beginning of a one world government system. Out in the open. Near the world leaders in that session that night, many applauded, others gasped, others could not believe in awe they expressed their concern over such a proposal. But since that day, brother, the proposal is taking more shape and being accepted even in the opinions and attitudes of people of the world. From that day until this, December 12th and 1973 until right now, you listen to me, an amazing thing has happened. In March of 1974, the European Economic Market Nations were informed that three of the nations aren't going to get oil. If you didn't fix that, we'll just make them part of us. The European economic leaders also stated on that particular month, in March of 1974, that we need to have a leader, one man that will rule the whole European economic market. You know who they suggested? Dr. Michael Singer, because he's German-born. Let's let him be our leader. Some nations said, no, we're not ready for him yet. Some of them weren't quite sure about it. Whereas out of 9 nations that responded before, they said, we'll wait a little longer. But they've already proposed that Henry Kissinger ought to be the man to rule the European economic market. Watch it. In May of 1974, President Nixon, before he left office in August of 1974, President Nixon, the last part of May, stated, concerning the Middle East and the problem there, he stated, we cannot overlook NATO. We ought to see, because of world circumstances, that the hope of world peace is a joining together of the NATO nations in one group. Literally, he was suggesting that the United States of America become the 10th nation in the European economic market. That's what he suggested. September 9th, 1974, September 18th, over just 1 month ago, President Ford is speaking to the United Nations. I think you probably saw it. I hope you did. President Ford literally prayed, first of all, Henry Kissinger at the United Nations meeting. Then President Ford went on to state that because of the world economic problem, it is not just an individual nation problem, it is now a world problem because of the world food shortage.
that literally we must come to some kind of agreement and come up with some kind of plan to solve our world problems. Literally, what he did not say, but what we said to those leaders, what we did not understand, was that we must have a world government system.
Here's an amazing thing. Since December of 1973, listen to me, 10 months now passed, and literally it only took a period of 8 months to cover what I'm about to tell you. This is startling to me. Did you know that in the last 10 months, that there have been over 1 dozen world nations of our world, there have been over 1 dozen nations in our world who have changed leaders. In over a dozen of our nations of the world, many of the major nations, including the United States of America, listen to this, the leaders of these nations have either died in office, resigned their office, or have literally been deposed of their office, kicked out. President Nixon was included in that group, resigned. Nations of the world have suddenly, watch it, the major nations of the world are suddenly changing hands. Why? Here's an interesting fact that maybe you don't know. You say,
it's no big deal, just coincidence.
Hey, coincidence, my hand leg. Did you know in the European nations there have been at least 3 European nations that have completely changed hands in the last 8 months? They now have new leaders of their individual nations, and the amazing thing is the nations that either died, resigned, or were kicked out of office were men who were against uniting the United States of America and the European Economic Market together. They said, no, we're not for it. And they're now out, and the men that took their place in the European nations are men who are for 100% bringing America into the economic market. Hey, I don't know about you, but whenever I see that suddenly happen within an 8 month period, world leaders suddenly change hands overnight, and even President Ford is much more for a world alliance than President Nixon was, and he was open with that. Because they're not going to solve the problems. And a new president would easily be lured into saying, let's join up so that we can all work together. Hey, it makes me wonder if maybe God isn't getting the nations of this world ready for the beginning of the 7-year tribulation period so they can have the 10 federated nations of that is prophecy. With all my heart, I'm looking forward to Jesus coming. When God is coming. My dear Porter, the mark of the beast. My Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, the mark of the beast is 666. Just how far reaching is the mark of the beast? You say, man, it must be in Europe, another place, but it's not here in America. You don't know what you're talking about. The mark of the beast is right here in America as well. It is not officially that. It cannot officially become that until after Jesus comes. But brother, the number 666 is appearing everywhere. And God says that'll be the number of a new world government system. And right now it's everywhere. The World Bank, 666. That's the number of the One World Bank right now in existence. Hey, the European Economic Market nations, everyone has what we would call a social security in the European nations right now. Their numbers begin with 666. So let's run them. Hey, right now in the European nations, did you know that if you buy a pair of shoes in any of the common market nations, if you buy a pair of shoes, there's a stamp inside the sole of that shoe. And the stamp literally consists of a circle with a line right through the middle of it. And on the top of that line, in the first half of that circle, there is a lamb's head, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. The lamb, 2 horns of a lamb, the spoke of the dragon, the mark of the beast. There's a lamb in the top part of that circle, a lamb's head with 2 horns. And a mouth, as if he was speaking, and underneath that line, with a lamb's head and 2 horns above it, as though he's talking, underneath it is the number 666. Different business in the European Economic Market nations recorded with the economic market, their numbers begin with 666. Right now in the nation of Israel, every person who owns an automobile and receives a license tag from the nation of Israel has the first 3 digits of the license tag, 666.
in the United States of America.
Listen to this.
In the United States of America, the Federal Reserve System is changing over their bank account numbers to a record for a number recording regrouped with 6 digits. 666. You do know that in America today, in spite of the fact that the draft has been done away with, that you still, 18 years of age as a young man, have to register with a selective service. Some of you ought to go down to the local county courthouse, get you a selective service card, and in the corner of that selective service card, you will find the number of the selective service system is now 666. The Social Security system that is getting ready to undergo a drastic and major change in the United States of America, it has already been decided by Congress that it will go under a new means of keeping track of the records, a new means of a record system for individuals, and the first three numbers of the new Social Security system will be 666. America. Businesses all across America, now being recorded with the business bureaus in city after city, are beginning their business records with 666.
Literally, the number 666 is popping up like a plague.
And God said that the number of the world government system will be 666.
And I want to tell you that in our world today, there is a computer system in the economic market. In Brussels. And you know what? That computer system, literally, putting everybody with a number in the world ready to do it. 3 digits of 6 numbers, 666. But do you know what? They say that that computer system is alive. Do you know that that computer system literally holds conversations with other computer systems throughout the nations of Europe? And that computer system has been given a name that is so nasty. You know what they call it? The Beast. The World Government System. Literally, I believe it with all my heart that very probably the computer system is going to be the image of the Beast that comes alive. Because the Beast will know everything about everybody. Literally, the record of every person in the world will be kept by computer system. Did you know that right now in the United States of America we have Little Beast? Every state of the nation is setting up the Little Beast right now. Birmingham, Alabama, for the state of Alabama, has a beast in one of them, the major bank of the state of Birmingham. It is a giant computer, a huge thing that is linked up by telephone cable to every bank in the state of Alabama. Listen to this. Anytime anybody transacts any business in the state of Alabama through any other bank, it has to go through and be approved within 15 seconds. My telephone cable through a computer system with the main bank in Birmingham, Alabama. I know what I'm saying is true. Hear this. My Bible says that Antichrist had the power to make the image of the beast both speak and know everybody and cause as many as would not receive the mark of the beast to be hunted down and killed. This computer system in Birmingham, Alabama is so unbelievably functionable and so unbelievably workable that they have given it a name. They say it's alive. You know what I mean, it's alive? You keep saying that. It is. Same thing is true with the one, the beast in Brussels. You know what the reason they say it's alive? Because that computer does not just talk with programmed sentences or ticker tape coming out of it, but it actually has a voice. It speaks through a speaker, and it even makes up its own sentences. It thinks to itself. Life. And the power to give life on the beast. But it should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the beast that should be killed. You can't buy a soul without the mark of the beast.
You say, preacher, all of this is happening. What a horrible preacher! What a horrible thought!
My friend, it may sound horrible to you, but it doesn't sound horrible to me because it means that one thing, thank God, Jesus is coming. If you're not saved, you better get saved. If you're saved, you better sell out to God because Jesus is coming. We'd like to get to go to your eyes. Is it about it? Your eyes closed. Listen to me carefully. It says your bow and eyes are closed. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? If you're not saved,